Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New Delhi has confirmed that India and Pakistani troops have traded gunfire overnight in Kashmir. Now, this comes after yesterday's violence, which claimed the lives of 43 from both sides of the border. Joining us now to talk about all of this, ABC South Asia Bureau Chief Meghna Bali. Good morning and welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
This escalation, I mean, the Indian side was probably expecting a retaliation from Pakistan in similar vein to the attacks they claimed were precision attacks that they made themselves. Has that response from Pakistan happened?
Look, it is ongoing. You know, this situation is changing, from minute to minute. You know, just a short while ago, there's been sort of this flurry of words and bullets across the border. But the latest press releases that we're sort of seeing so far is, you know, the Indian government has come out and said, you know, overnight, that is the night from the 7th to the 8th, the Pakistan armed forces, you know, tried to hit four different states and territories, hit their military bases overnight, and the Indians have come out and responded to that as well. Now, the Indians claim that while the Pakistanis couldn't penetrate their own air defense systems, the Indians have successfully penetrated one in the city of Lahore in Pakistan. Now, this is an escalation, as you know, your listeners might know by now. In the early hours of local time Wednesday morning, India set off a series of strikes in Pakistan-controlled areas of Kashmir and in wider Pakistan in the provinces of Punjab. India's position is that these strikes were to target terror camps, their intention was not to target civilians or military infrastructure, and that this was a response to this, you know, tourist massacre in Indian-controlled Kashmir last month, where 26 mostly Hindus people were killed, which, you know, India puts the squares the blame of that on Pakistan, a charge that Pakistan has denied. Now, this is where this entire story started. And what we're seeing is, you know, strikes have happened yesterday. Pakistan has tried to retaliate. You know, India has now, responded to that retaliation. And, you know, at this point, you know, we are, you know, potentially on the brink of a wider conflict if one of these nuclear-powered, nuclear-armed neighbours does not pull back.
How new is this? Is this something very different to the ongoing tensions that have existed there for decades, indeed almost since the partition of India way back in 1947?
Yeah, that's correct. Look, the roots of, you know, this conflict are indeed in partition in 1947, where India and Pakistan, were divided after a period of, rule by the British. And since then, you know, there was this question of Kashmir, which is this disputed territory in the northern part of the country. And, you know, at that point, India had, Kashmir had decided to go with India. You know, there's been lots of conflict since then. These countries have gone to several wars over this piece of disputed land, you know, but the sort of modern context of this of this dispute is over the last few years, especially post 2019, where the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, you know, controversially revoked the special status of this region in order to bring it in line with, you know, what he wanted to do in this country. This government had tried to project normalcy in this region, you know, after decades of militancy and conflict. And, you know, with this attack last month, you know, that narrative really was shattered, that, you know, there is still,
great. Meghna, is this a war about, or potential war about territory, or is it fundamentally a religious war?
Look, ultimately right now, you know, if India's perspective is that this particular conflict right at this moment is a response to what they are saying was Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in their country. And Pakistan has denied that charge, and they are hitting back and saying, well, you're just using this as an excuse to hit us over this disputed territory. So right now, it's a war of words, it's a war of narratives. Most importantly, you know, it is actual civilian lives that are at the center of this. And, you know, the civilian casualties are climbing on both sides of that border.
Now, the broker that could get involved in all of this is obviously a country that has part of Kashmir itself, and that is China. Has China said anything about the current wave of conflict?
Yeah, look, the current context of this is, you know, increasingly over the last few years, you know, China has been investing heavily in Pakistan. You know, they are neighbours. And, you know, China has actually urged de-escalation here, as has, you know, the US and other major sort of partners around the world. You know, at this stage, even the UN, you know, all these global players are scrambling to urge de-escalation. You know, a war between these neighbors does not, you know, benefit the region. So that's what everyone is calling for, calm.
All right. Well, this all goes back, as I said, to partition in 1947, and whether or not India could ever or should ever have been partitioned is a question, because that event itself led to huge bloodshed and ultimately the creation of those two separate countries. We will watch that space with great interest anyway. So Meghna Bali, ABC's South Asia Bureau Chief, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.